T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're just a couple days away from opening day, Randy. It's the Braves season gets underway on Thursday afternoon in Philadelphia, where last year's season ended against the Philadelphia Phillies. So that'd be kind of cool to start the season kicking them around a little bit. Now, just say this. It'll be nice if they do that. It doesn't make up for what happened the last couple Octobers.
Yeah, it does, Randy.
Sure. Yeah, right. That's going to be the unfortunate thing about this season in general. Like, this is going to be a fun year. They're good. There's a lot of really good things to be excited about. Maybe another MVP award. Maybe Strider wins a Cy Young. Who knows? They're probably going to win 100-plus games and all that. But there is always the whole year going to be in the back of your mind, like, just get back to October. Beat the hell out of the Phillies.
That's it.
That's really what it is. Like, it's all, like, whatever. If the Braves go on and win the World Series, it doesn't matter how it happens.
But it happened.
But it would be really nice if the Phillies make the playoffs too, and you could beat them in a playoff series the way to the World Series.
Oh, I'll be honest.
It would be, of course. If they win the World Series, whatever. But, like, it would be really nice to get a little get back, because the last couple off seasons or the last couple post seasons have been pretty ugly.
Yeah, though.
Pretty bad.
And it's been bad, and it's been like beat down bad.
Beat down bad. Yeah. And, like, you know, they have, like, you know, franchise moment bad, like Bryce Harper last year with Arcia. That's something they're going to talk about forever.
I don't understand. Because I hate, you know how I am with certain things. And I would never ever say that they beat their ass because they taunted Bryce Harper.
No.
Bryce Harper's a great damn baseball
Player. Not, but it makes it a lot more valid when Bryce Harper is talking about it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Bryce hits the homer, and then he stares the guy down, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Like, that's not why they won.
No.
But it was a layer
cool
to it.
Moment.
And it was a, if it was you're a Phillies
cool
fan, it was. There's no doubt about that.
There's no way. Like, who was a trash-talking Mike whip-your-ass infielder? Bryce Harper wouldn't have did that. He did that because he knew our CO wasn't going
to
do nothing.
I'm trying to think. Who's the toughest infield? Third baseman. Oh, Jeff Kent at second? He would just kind of cleat you, wouldn't he? Was Jeff Kent kind of?
But I'm just saying, but Jeff Kent had let
like Jim Thome when he played third base. You wouldn't want to mess with that guy.
Would they have let him do that? No. That's what we talk about with the Braves and this.
So you just think Arcia's soft?
He looked like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
In this interaction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soft. But it's all right, though, because he's coming back.
Starting shortstop for the team.
He could have got harder over the fall.
Over the winter. That could have been a part of his offseason workout.
Get harder. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But at the same time, he's got to get attitude, man. You can't let that dude just. Mm-hmm. He humped him.
Yeah, a couple times.
And then, like, it wasn't a glance.
Oh, he stared you down.
He stared you down.
Yeah, so what, was he supposed to just fight him in that moment? Like, tackle him? That would have been amazing. If he was like, all right, that's enough.
I would have loved for
him. I'm getting
that's
you
it,
right
door situation.
They won't even. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Ramirez.
Yeah.
That guy will punch you in the face.
Yeah, dog. Go clock him.
That would have been. They won't even.
No, I don't want him to do that. I don't want Orlando fighting.
They
okay?
won't even fight when Ronald Acuna gets hit in
exactly.
the ribs for the 14th time
yeah,
of the
exactly.
year. I don't think anybody's fighting just because Bryce Harper looks at him.
Yeah, I don't want Orlando fighting.
Let's just hope that doesn't happen again. Bryce Harper, by the way, very bad spring. Very bad spring at the plate. So maybe the Bryce Harper era is over.
Bryce Harper had a bad.
I'll tell you what era isn't over, or it's another one. Which version is this? The fifth time?
What number time is this?
One time in 2010. And then again in 2021, and then again in 2020. This is the fourth time.
Yeah. So Jesse don't He might as well. He got a house here, right?
I would hope so.
Yeah, he got a house because I'm. We're coming back.
Yeah, I would hope that they just kept it, and because he knew he was going to return. Maybe didn't know it'd be this fast. But if you miss the news, Jesse Chavez was released by the White Sox last week. Of course, the Braves took the opportunity to sign him to a minor league contract. You know what that means. He'll pitch meaningful innings at some point during the summer to eat some innings and help this team out. By the way, Jesse Chavez, he probably was never going to actually do it, but he was having one of the best seasons of his life last year before he took that comebacker off his leg. We were having, because it's the summertime and there's nothing to talk about, we were doing segments about whether or not Jesse Chavez should be an All-Star.
Yes.
Do y'all
remember that when we were trying to get Jesse in the All-Star game?
We were.
Damn sure.
Had a 1.56 ERA last year. I'm just going back and looking at his numbers from his last handful of stops. Okay, last year with the Braves, 1.56. The year before that with the Braves, 2.72. Those are good ERAs. Earlier that year, he played for the Angels, and his ERA was 7.59. He was a Cub the year before that, 6.37. He was a Brave the year before that, 2.14. So he's good when he's a Brave.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
He's horrible when he plays for anybody
else.
There's
something about that A water. I don't know what it is, dog. It's something
He's even played for other teams whose names start with A. He played for the A's.
You
know what his ERA was when he played for the A's?
Andy.
18.
I meant the A.
I know.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying.
I thought you said he played with other teams.
I'm just saying. I understand. But I'm just saying, even if you thought it was just having an A on his hat, he played for the A's and his ERA was 18.9. He played for the Angels, and his ERA was 7.8. It's the way that's the script of the A.
It's Atlanta, man.
Here's Jesse Chavez, very excited to be back.
Love you guys, too. I mean, the support goes far beyond than what you guys think. Trust me, that's for sure. I mean, words can't express how I feel right now. I mean, there's so many emotions going on with how I feel about Braves country that it's really tough.
Hell yeah.
It dates back to the group I had in 2010 when I was a young pup. I mean, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that group. You know, watching Bobby Cox's last year and being able to see that, listen to him, watch how he went about his business.
I played for Bobby Cox.
Everybody else went about their business.
I didn't realize that.
You know, that's where it started. And I'll forever be grateful for that team because what I learned that year, I don't think I'm around until today or, you know, even I'd say 4 or 5 years after that. So I'd say that starts where this place holds a dear spot in my heart. And then, you know, the last 3 years of what we've done, what we've accomplished.
Yeah, man.
He played for Bobby Cox?
Played for Bobby Cox.
I would have said that as a joke. I didn't know that was real.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Played Bobby Cox.
It spans eras.
Dude, but that's the crazy thing about it is that, damn, he's old as hell.
Yeah, he is. Yes. Well,
who's the
all right, he's my age.
Who's the oldest person in the league? He got to be up there. And Jesse 40, right?
Yeah, I think he was 39. I think he's probably 40 by now. He was 39 last year when he was pitching.
How old is Charlie?
39 or 40.
Okay.
How old is Scherzer? Scherzer's pretty old.
Oh, yeah. No, Scherzer has to be
Rich
old
Hill.
Guy.
Rich Hill.
Rich Hill.
I didn't realize he was still in baseball. That man's 44 years old. He's older than both of us. Damn. I love when there's people that are still older than both of us that are professionals. That's why I was so mad when Tom Brady retired. It's like, damn, that's one more.
Rich Hill.
Is there any NFL player that's older than both of us?
Kicker's
got to be a kicker, right? Somebody sign Matt Bryant. Bring him back.
It might be a kicker or a long snapper.
Or a punter, long snapper, something like that.
Aaron Rodgers is turning 40, right?
Okay, so good. So we got one.
No, you got one.
I got one. I got one. Yeah. But anyway, Jesse Chavez is back, which is beautiful. At some point, he'll be on the team. How many bad outings would Jesse Chavez have to have in a row before Braves fans turned on him?
Oh, man. They're not turning on Jesse.
I think you're right.
Because we know what Jesse is.
Because we know it's in there. We know it's just one appearance away.
We know what Jesse is, and we know that all it
what
takes.
What is Jesse?
Jesse is a middle, a innings eating. After Charlie Morton gave up 12 runs in the second.
Yeah, he's a Band-Aid.
And just go pitch four.
He's our favorite Band-Aid.
And he's going to go pitch four scoreless, no-hit innings.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe give up one or two, but it won't matter because they're already down 13. And then eventually, every once in a while, it'll be like the middle of the summer, and everyone on Twitter gets mad at Snit because he doesn't treat the bullpen like it's Game 7 of the World Series, 162 games of the year.
Oh,
and he'll put Jesse Chavez into like a one-run game in the seventh inning, and he'll get out of it.
Yes.
And we'll be like, oh, dude, Jesse, he's high leverage too.
Where do we go?
He's not just a Band-Aid. He's also a high leverage guy.
Yeah, but that's the thing about it is that you're going to see that. Now, I think that, you know.
I'm being serious, though. Who on the Braves actually has a longer leash in terms of fan frustration than Jesse Chavez?
Nobody.
Because Ronald Acuña has like a bad week.
Yes.
And certain facets of the fan base forget
that
about that Enya.
That Acuña.
Yeah,
he's back.
He's Acuña real fast.
Acuña back. And he just, hey, I know he's speaking American now.
Uh-huh. It's the gold chain's fault
fast. He needs to play a little bit harder.
Austin Riley might
be
the best third baseman in baseball.
Yes.
And he goes in a slump and everyone's like, see, should have traded him.
Yeah,
should have traded him for a pitcher all those years ago.
Probably.
Matt Olson's never going to be Freddie Freeman.
Yes.
And so that people are going to be mad at him about that anytime he doesn't do anything
good. Orlando going to be soft.
Orlando Arcia, we just did a segment where we called him soft 5 minutes
Michael
ago.
Harris,
in this
Michael Harris.
You think so? Because remember last year, Michael Harris got off to a slow start. It was like, maybe he's not ready for the bigs yet.
Okay. All right. You know, Michael Harris.
Shouldn't have gave him that contract.
In the
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, he's got the shortest leash.
No. Nobody has shorter
nobody
leash than
Nobody has
Marcel.
Shorter leash than Marcelo Ozuna.
Nobody has
especially
that.
When it comes to playing defense. I don't want to see that
I'm
man.
I'm Ozuna from the Braves.
Well, that's right.
Dude.
That's exactly who you are.
He just said that. I'm Marcel Ozuna from the Braves.
It might be Ozzy. Ozzy might have the longest leash. Everybody loves Ozzy, right?
Huh?
There's no like anti-Ozzy people out there, are there?
Yeah, I think it is from right batting. Which side he bats on the ball.
Okay.
I think that's
right-handed batting, yes. Ozzy has the longest leash on the team.
Yes.
Left-handed batting, Ozzy, maybe not quite as much.
Yes.
Because
yes.
It's true. He has a bad week left-handed, and everyone's like, maybe he should just bat right-handed all the time.
Yes.
And then we're like, maybe Ozzy's hit 30 home runs multiple seasons in Major League Baseball, and he knows better than you do, guy on Twitter.
But seriously, he can hit 40.
There will be a time this summer where Grant McCauley is legitimately asked if Ozzy Albies should just switch to being right-handed.
And it would not be for me.
Nope, me either.
It would not be for me.
But Grant will get mad.
Yep.
A little bit mad. Like, not Grant doesn't get, like steam out of his ears mad. He gets, like, passive-aggressive and make fun of you on Twitter mad.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
I like when Grant takes out the trash on Twitter sometimes.
Takes out the trash.
He does it every once in a while.
Yeah. But, I mean, no, I think that when you look at Jesse, and I
okay, I'm looking at Jesse. And his,
who does have
and his thick frames?
Does?
No one,
because Jesse no is like we know what he is. We know exactly what he is, and we explain his role and everything. And Jesse has a role that you should not get mad about.
That's
like,
true.
Like I'm coming in. Okay, the starting pitcher just gave up 8 runs in an inning. They just need me to just hold it down.
Yeah,
and that's all. And he'll do that.
Right.
And even if he adds 7 more runs to the total. It's Jesse, so I don't mean to get mad.
Because who cares? You're going to lose anyway.
Yeah.
At least he ate some innings.
Exactly.
Man, he was damn near an all-star last year, Randy.
Yeah,
maybe this is the year. He had a year off to recover. That sucks. He was having such a good year, and he took a comebacker off his ankle and broke his leg and was pretty much out for the remainder of the year. Who has the shortest leash? Ozuna is kind of the joke, but, like, really, who's the guy that people are most likely to turn on early in the season if things start bad?
Kelnick.
He's oh, yeah, Kelnick for sure.
Kelnick for real.
People are already turning on Kelnick. The season hasn't even started yet. he had a bad spring. I think Iglesias, too.
Yes.
Like, closers.
And it's easy.
Closers are always
it is easy,
first
up. Because he's shaky. So I said that and licked the bow.
Oh, nothing makes Bo more mad than Randy not believing in Rachel Iglesias.
Yeah, Iggy was pretty crisp.
So I'm going to look at Danny Bo when I say that. Too.
If he doesn't get a 1-2-3 save every time, Randy, what was it that you would say about him last year? What was it? Was your noise about him?
Oh, God. What was it?
I don't know. I'm not sure. And then Bo just fumed. His face would turn red. That was great. He did. He was really, really good last year. He was such a good closer.
He was.
It's right around the corner. Thursday. Your friend comes back. Your summer evening's companion. Yeah. That's what baseball is.
That's all it is.
The season's too damn long. It's really cool to have it on every night and just kind of watch.
And just put it on TV. You ain't got to pay that close attention to it. Just walk in and out the kitchen.
I like to go in the backyard and listen on the radio and just hit golf balls.
Really?
Yeah, just
I think
enjoy
that,
a cold beverage on the porch.
I think baseball is definitely my favorite sport to listen to on the radio.
Me too.
It is definitely my favorite sport 100%. To listen to on the
radio. Although I never would do that.
Listen
to this station all the time. My radio doesn't even go to that station. Break the knob, 92.9. I'm just kidding.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.